This is DJ Soko. You're checking out the Word Is Bond with Chase March.
Make sure you crack cell number 5 15 minutes early.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Yo, you want some of these donuts?
Nah, I'm good. Just make sure you handle my man right. One.
We up at 3 Mod blowing. Little Dusty lit the branch up. The watch he had was Bull Gary Golden. Spanish kid let him hold it. He said he hit him with 3 cartons of menthol. The kid let him roll with it.
The face had snow in it. The bass in his voice. Now he's acting like he ain't rich and poeing it.
Crock pots are steaming. Jasmine rice and Jack Mac with cornflake batter is cold in here. 10:45, we lock in. Pull out the headphones, jump in the bunk.
The tunes is knocking.
Knowing all my goons is clocking. 2 COs is on the catwalk.
Yo, Spoons was popping.
Yo, it ain't nothing, baby, you cool?
Yeah, I'm getting that rest. You know that GD shit with the school.
True, guess that's what it do. But on the low, I got 2 big gem stars sliding to you. Matter of fact, they gon' hide in your food. All you do is push the grits out the way. Then you get up and move. Go to sleep, nigga, go ahead and rest. I'ma finish my count. I'ma set you out later, my dude. One.
Mock ring of magic. Mess hall murders the best. Come through the yard, get fed, leg burgers. Testing anything with bling. Fresh niggas, we the best teachers. True, watch me move in the clink. 6 a.m., the cells are locked. On the chow, I'm half asleep, yo. Here in the pots, I see the same ice grills. Bum niggas talking to me. With coal in the eye, I can't finish my meal.
Under the grits, 2 pieces of steel.
This spoon that left, we got guns, though we trying to chill. Big Will walked in, him and Seville.
With blood in their eyes, early word like they ready to kill.
Mock ring of magic, mess all murders the best. Come through the yard, getting fed, lead burgers. Testing anything with bling. Fresh sneakers, we the best teachers. True, watch me move in the clink. Mock ring of magic, mess all murders the best. Come through the yard, getting fed, lead burgers. Testing anything with bling. Fresh sneakers, we the best teachers. True, watch me move in the clink.
Welcome back to Word is Bond Rap Radio. That was Raekwon the Chef Penitentiary, produced by BT Rockwell, who is also an author and has wrote the book Burn Me Up Fast. We are talking with him for the rest of the hour, so don't touch that dial. This is Word is Bond Rap Radio on 94.9 CHRW.
Word is Bond.
Let's focus in on a little bit of the text right here.
Sure.
Took a little bit of notes, but there's one passage about blind faith
right.
that I think is kind of cool. Byron, the main character, says, "But how can you just believe blindly in something that hasn't clearly revealed itself to you?" Guy he's talking to says, "We do it all the time, B. Heck, our lives are built on blind faith. Blind faith is having full trust in something that is unknown. Then isn't it blind faith to merely assume we're going to rise to see another morning? To plan one's life as if we're going to make it to the finish line? Seems like blind faith to me."
Right.
Then they have a little bit more of a discussion. And then further on, he says, "Well, wouldn't you say that you have faith in your decision being the correct one? You don't know whether it is or it isn't. In fact, once you choose one direction and see an outcome, you'll never know what the other outcome would have been."
Right.
"You have faith in your choices." That's kind of a cool passage.
Thanks, bro. Listen, I try to get pretty existential. This book has a lot of sexiness on the surface, but there's a lot of deep thoughts about what life is, you know, what one should do with their life, you know, and basically Byron is skeptical, as is his good friend Primo. They're skeptical of religion and certain leaps of faith and spirituality, but they meet people along their way that actually believe in those kind of things and are offering their two cents on life and, you know, faith and things like that. So the person he's talking to happens to be like a kind of new school Hasidic Jew who's like not from the old school conservative thought. He's a little more American, younger, hipper, but he still carries on those traditions, you know what I mean? So Byron is very skeptical of faith, but he's willing to listen and hear other knowledge and wisdom along the way.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, he was fine with the way things are going and just like just living a day-to-day life with not a lot of meaning in it until, you know, a death close to him was like,
right.
"Oh, well, wait a sec, man.
Right.
I need to kind of, like, that was kind of his, I got to start thinking differently and maybe do something differently."
Right. Yeah, I mean, basically, Byron's brother passes, and basically it totally kickstarts his change. He feels like if he doesn't change, then he'll never change. And that's, it sparks something inside him to really move along. And at the same time, while he's moving along, he basically is supported by people who are willing to give him love and a chance and wisdom in his direction and really help to guide him, where his best friend Primo isn't so lucky. And it can kind of show how fine a line it is between two people that are kindred spirits and are alike in so many ways, and how if one person's life gets a little more love and support and hope in it than the other, what the difference in outcome can be, even though it's practically, you know, in a lot of ways the same person.
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but it reminded me a little bit of Juice when I was reading it.
Right. Well, I'll take that any day. I really think that I tried to do something authentic that feels real. And, you know, a lot of the thoughts and journal entries that Byron has, the thoughts his best friend Primo has, you know, I can't lie, I've thought a lot of them myself. So, you know, the whole story is fiction, so much of it is made up. But, you know, in terms of the existential thought that these characters go through, when I was younger, I went through those. But I think, you know, it's common, it's teenage angst, it's 20s angst of people who feel the same way, that can connect with that feeling of like, what do I do with my life? And, you know, are you really just coasting along, or are you really deciding for yourself? And things like, you know, don't let your fears hold you back if you're a dreamer. And as long as if you dream and you're willing to work really hard at it, you know, you might want to take a chance, because if you don't, you're probably going to regret it forever. In that case, I think I try to, you know, tell young people, don't let fear be the thing that stops you, because you'll always regret it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this work is fiction, but the character is a guy that kind of wants to write a book.
Right.
For a long time, you were a guy that kind of wanted to write a book, right? So I bet you right. There's parallels between, you know, how much fiction this is and how much of it is, you know, you.
Yeah, I mean, that part can be a little bit of a mind fuck, part of my French. But basically, you know, the main character hasn't seen as much of the world and basically, you know, completed school and, you know, had some success within the music industry. And, you know, I've been able to choose the things I want to do piece by piece and do a lot of them. So I feel like, you know, Byron's a little less accomplished, a little less worldly in his kind of permanent city life that he has set up. So I think those mark the big differences between me and a character like that. But at the same time, when I was younger, have I had the thoughts he has had? Sure, a bunch of times. You know, if you're a deep thinker and really go out there, you know, you probably have had the same thoughts Byron's had also. I think that's what makes it kind of universal, though. But yeah, I always thought it was funny that, like, it turned into a character that I could have had him wanting to accomplish a variety of things. Even within the arts, it could have been something not in the arts, but it turned into wanting to be a writer, which of course is what I was trying to do. So I could project his fears of writing and showing his writing to like every starting artist's fear, which was myself, you're right. So to do music, and that was already nerve-wracking enough, you have that same set of fears going into music, then you switch gears and you go to a totally different art form and you have to start all over. It's nerve-wracking, so I think I did connect with that part of the story.
Yo, started off on an island, AK Shallon. niggas wildin'. Gunshots thrown the phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got loud, felt one. Yeah, my pops was a fiend since 16. Shooting that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey. If niggas know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palmetto. In Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clap. Pushing a big joint from now south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck. Cause these fiends, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law. It's solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is dick and put him in a yoke. And the note for sure, I got wreck and rip shot. I pointed a cat at his mother's knife.
Word out.
Fuck that. Dedicated to the winners and the losers.
Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers.
Dedicated to the fives, 850i.
Dedicated to niggas who do drive-bys.
Dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe.
Dedicated to MPVs, fat
nigga,
kicking the fly, cliches, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Though I'm tired of busting off shots, having to rock notch. Running up in spots and making shit hot. I'd rather flip shows instead of those. Hanging on my living room wall, my first joint, and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade, plus the spotlight. Getting my dick broke all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now, it's just a big dream. Cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times is changing, life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime.
Peace to mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine, nigga. Word out.
Welcome back to Word is Bond Rap Radio. That was Can It Be All So Simple from Wu-Tang Clan, their classic debut album, Enter the 36 Chambers. And right now we are talking to an audio engineer and producer who has worked with the Wu-Tang Clan, more specifically Raekwon the Chef on Only Built for Cuban Links 2. We're talking to BT Rockwell for the entire hour. He has written a new novel, Burn Me Up Fast. So this is Chase March on the interview tip. BT Rockwell on the phone lines, so let's get right back into things. I think art is so important, you know, like, it's a great way to be able to express yourself, and I think everyone needs to be creative on some point, you know, and there's all sorts of different ways to be creative. It doesn't have to be music or writing, but those are definitely two good things that I love doing and I recommend.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like you said, there's endless ways to be artistic and like skilled craftsmen. There's so many different ways. You know, I support all of it, and all of it is, like I said, that's the point, is like, if you have dreams to do something creative with your mind and take care of it, as long as you just be real with yourself and work hard at it and be honest with yourself along the way that you really want to do it, then I'm a huge believer in going for it, because I think you you know, if you have one chance on this planet and you kind of don't do what you want to do, as long as it's not hurting other people, you're kind of missing out. You know, you're missing out on part of life.
Wise words indeed from B.T. Rockwell. The novel's called Burn Me Up Fast. You guys should pick it up. I might actually give my copy away on the blog. I think that might be kind of cool to do.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I've done that once before. I got this book and it was a personal story and the person said share it. So I wrote my name in it and I shared it with someone. I said, when you're done with it, pass it on.
Nice. Pay it forward. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's share it.
It's kind of making like a library out of one book. Let's right. See how far we can send it around, you know?
Love it. Let's share the love.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
So what I like to do with my interviews is have a beat going in the background, because I noticed you did a book trailer. Is that one of your beats on that?
That was my beat. Super catchy. Can't really get it out of your head once it's there. But that video trailer was done by Davin Black, who's actually from Toronto, Canada. And he is a multi-award winning music video director. He's pretty amazing. He really pulled through when he was taking care of that all, and it's brilliant. So I'm really grateful.
Canadian connection, gotta like that.
Yeah, oh, I love, you know, I love Canada. I haven't been out by you, but I've been to Toronto a bunch of times, Vancouver. But I love Toronto, I have a lot of good friends there.
Actually, I just watched that documentary, Sample This.
Right.
And that Apache by American Bongo Band, the Incredible Bongo Band, I mean.
Right.
That got famous because they recorded it in Vancouver and it charted in Canada. It didn't chart in the States, so it was more popular here because of that. So there's the Canadian connection to one of the most sampled records of all time. So
that's amazing.
Kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm on the radio up here and we do have requirements to play a certain amount of Canadian content, right?
Right.
So I've always supported local musicians and Canadian content anyway, so kind of cool when I talk to other people from different parts of the world and he's like, yeah, that guy's from Canada. I'm like, really?
Oh yeah. No, and he's amazing too. He has an amazing eye. He's incredible. So we're gonna work together a bunch more in the future.
Yeah, man. Let's go, nigga, let's go. Come on, Lord, let's go. No love for Prodags, the wheels is old mags. Battery joints, I sit back in gold glasses. Count mine out on the grind, slow motion. Blunts lit, guns is big, strong noses. Drinking Don Julio, playing spades. Got my knife out, chopping through duffel bags of haze. Packing money, talking shit, watching Netflix, vibing. My bitch is a Grecian, 4-5 beside me. You know the drawer full of that cocaine. 10,000 square feet of lab, yeah. I live with a cold flame, yeah. Her nickname is Cassius, her ass is Jurassic.
What up,
black cards, wet clip, she classy.
That's right.
Know me from where the drugs be flown in. It's like Medellin here. You might get left in the cold wind. Bloodline is gangster. You niggas is wankers. We kill for real, real. Keep it moving and drink piss.
I can never hate a man for being himself. I wish you nothing but the best through sickness and health. Through the battles and the travels and everything else. I call it how I see it. Yeah, best believe I only say it because it's true.
It's so real.
No need to sugarcoat it. We only say it cause it's true.
Live good, eat well. Classify well.
Yeah, don't care whose eyes are on me, I'll enroll my dirty laundry. I try to keep it classy, they try to say it's raunchy. They call me bald, honky, eyebrows like Sean Connery. But either way, I get the thumbs up like Fonzie. All the way across seas, to the Long Beach palm trees, to the New York concrete, there ain't a place beyond reach. I'm planting seeds and my crop finally started growing. I learned the art of rap, you learn the art of choking. You'll never see this artist frozen like the Arctic Ocean. With every bar I've spoken, I put my heart aside. I'm too intelligent to sell you thin and dumb it down. They try to shut me up, but every show I shut it down. How's that work? I go all out, I'm all in the jungle late night, earning my stripes, digging my claws in. I'm a tiger that's been brought up in a lion's den, but I'm still the product of my environment.
I can never hate a man for being himself.
Nah.
I wish you nothing but the best through sickness and health. Through the battles and the travels and everything else. I call it how I see it, yeah, best believe I only say it cause it's true.
It's so real.
No need to sugarcoat it. We only say it cause it's true.
Look good, eat well.
Conniver, suck.
They said these 12 was a joke until we reached a million. Did it two more times, they sick we in the building. Can't stop momentum, no matter what, yo, we kill.
kill him. Love to ODB, D12 is for the children. King Naka Kanava's only speaking the doctrine from the prophet's point of view that'll only strengthen your conscience. Still enjoy when the bad chicks in my boxes and hit the king off with some monster that is proper. Can't snap out of my ghetto ways. A product of my environment, Fords and Chevrolets. And still manage to get caught up with a metal spray. Cemetery where cold bodies and rose petals lay. It's all the same, worldwide, so the henny gets swallowed back with the chaser. Holler back with your paper. That's right. The only way they're gonna hear you, better yet fear you. Real recognized, real in class, it's looking real familiar.
Notice your brother right here, Raekwon the Chef, nigga, for sure. It's so real. Make it happen, you heard? 100.
I can never hate a man for being himself. I wish you nothing but the best through sickness and health. Through the battles and the travels and everything else. I call it how I see it, yeah, best believe I only say it cause it's true. No need to sugarcoat it, we only say it cause it's true.
Yes, there's the Canadian connection. That was Classified, one of Canada's illest MCs, working alongside Raekwon the Chef and Kanaiva from D12. We have been talking to BT Rockwell, author of Burn Me Up Fast, and an audio engineer and hip-hop producer who has worked with Raekwon, and the book trailer to Burn Me Up Fast was also done by a Canadian director. Really cool look. Anyway, we gotta wrap things up. We're just about running out of time with this in-depth and exclusive interview with BT Rockwell. Are you active on Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on all those. I'm most active on Twitter, but I have, all that. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have my website and Goodreads, all that stuff.
I haven't done Goodreads. I just blog about stuff.
Yeah, that's just for, like, avid, nerdy readers to basically, you can share all the books that you've read and people can give you their updates on stuff they're doing and... You know, as an author, I can make a blog, people can become fans, and they can ask me questions directly, so it's pretty cool, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can access, like, all your books and review them, show what you're reading, and have your friends and discuss books and stuff.
Yeah, maybe I should get on there, but I'm already on Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook.
I know, where does it end? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I don't even have enough time for all of those.
Who does, exactly? I mean, I was really not on a half of those, but now with the book and stuff, I really have to be in as many things as possible, I guess.
Yeah, I try to do my track list when I'm doing the show via Instagram, but I wish it wasn't just on your phone, because I can't type quick enough on my phone every time, like,
right.
What I'm playing.
Right.
And you're trying to mix at the same time, and then the phone will ring. It's like, it's hard to juggle all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
I need a crew instead of just a one-person show.
I know. Well, you got to get an intern.
Yeah, one of those. It's all volunteer, though, because it's campus radio. I do it for the love and for the fun. So
that's the best way to do it, man.
Yeah. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming on Word is Bond Rap Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Pardon my tardiness, and thanks for your patience. And I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
Apocalypse Now. Mind over matter, next batter be to cap. Put it on a platter, how much uncut? Raw shit we dealing with, murder track what? Slang killing it, touched, you feeling it. In your bloodstream, deadly venomous elixir. Hammer like sledge, that be sister. All in together now, follow me to Mr. Meth Candyman, farewell to the flesh. Death come in the scripture, 2001. Bring the rap Armageddon. Let it be known, when you walk up in this dead zone with all that whack shit, now you know you dead wrong. 1,000 last.
Detonate that, pussy mass and gill rap. Cleanse that, the kids rank. Snatch collars off, Wild riding off, float broke, big boys. Oakland A's stashed away blades. Ventilation let the sharks animate. Something shice like seven butcher knives. Rolling Rover style twice. Finger itchy like lice. Hair fell out, something to conquer. Stomp you like that Cat Blanca. Toy Tonka truck, 10 carat on your monster. Ring Rocky like fuck. Switch sides like water rise. The dad bubble life preserve the other guys. Now fuck y'all, act wilder. The style wilder than the prayer mantis. Chilling like.
As my brothers and I reign rebellious, changing the courses of time. Devils no longer exist, says God, cipher divine. All minds one, no question. Now check it. Perhaps we can go through lessons. Or I might shot me a pussy for testing. Coming with that lip professing. You must take a law for fool. Where's his jewel? Is he using mathematics as a tool? Tell me, destroy Bourne's garden, I came to build. Shit is so real inside you distill. Back in the form of mist. You wishing you did denounce before speaking. Seeking where you went wrong. And why would I bring you such physical harm? Yo,
mine awesome, my squadron surround the sound garden. Guns for hire, plus you under fire in the target. Sniper in the cipher, I Pied Piper, move the housing by the thousands. I watched out the Chrysler. Rhyme strike you like the mighty Thor. Blast the door, recite a page like a tidal wave. Crash the shore. Two pulls, I'm wild like mechanical bulls. Pack a full house, it's girls night out. Pull a handful, heavily laced. Stimulation make it feel slow paced. I motivate and await my sober state.
Magnificent, heavenly to God, stay bent. 5% range whipping, so control of the lynch. Mac a bull ring, Stephen King trauma down in Benzene. My mood swing, shoe flexed off the road, magazine. Coconut juice, worn a color shoe, knife annual. Moses lost the sandal, hiding the manual. Blow the banjo, bugging off a Bon Jovi hits. Grandma Lovi, famous murder weapon was a trophy. Seeds posing in Oscars, guzzle grass, sabotage, massage. Rap banded at large, Wolverine, carnation milk, wool denim jeans. Thurston Howell, the third kid's back on the scene. Call it chop me, cause every word is choppy. Malachi crunch, y'all crows to death. Kumbayashi couldn't stop me getting caught up in my world. Haagen-Dazs swirl, back flipping the twirl. Cave the whole world.
Word is born, word is born.